Great talk, great moments on the BS Big Show.
Who the fuck took Benjamin Watson?
I did.
You
My first back, I'm going to go with James Mann.
Dave said he would join if you can send him the invite.
Okay.
Sidekick, rather.
You son of a bitch! You son, I'm flying down there right now. I'm slapping the Cajun out of you. You son of a fucking bitch!
Damn it, Jason! Mr. Fly! Why? What? You took somebody I wanted this round!
Excuse me, how many times have people have stolen my picks out of from me?
I don't really give a shit right now.
Down to literally hours.
About 46 thereabouts.
Just about 46 as we get set to begin the 106th campaign of the National Football League. The road to Santa Clara begins on the BS Big Show here on 5-1. Where does it begin on Thursday? Do you know off the top of your head? I feel like I should know this off the top of my head.
Is it in Philly or is it in Dallas?
It's in Philly. Okay, the road to Santa Clara begins in Philly on NBC and Peacock, 8:20 Eastern time on Thursday. By the way, my name is Chico Alexander. Thank you for being a part of our week and allowing our week to be a part of you. I'm joined, as always, by my quizzing brother from a Brooklyn mother, Mr. Jason Block. How you doing, Jason?
I have been so ready for this because I need to find money to get put back in certain sites that we can't advertise around here.
Oh, Fancruels then.
Yeah, Fancruels and Blast Kings, yes,
and,
exactly.
And, yep, and Draft Queens, yes.
No, that's the RuPaul's Drag Race betting site.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Ian was not ready with the rim shot for that one, but hey, I do what I can. Speaking of Ian, Mr. Ian McClinn, ladies and gentlemen, the keeper of the pigskin posts.
Greetings from the North Coast. Good evening, everyone, and well, let's see here.
Oh. Get it?
Well, now it sounds. well, I got to make sure that it's working properly. If we have these sounds ready first, let's have Susie Johnson.
Pepsi.
Little Susie Johnson. Pepsi's and DJ Cool. DJ Cool as always. Freeze. And someone who visited the construction site of a building meant to house things that begin with the letter D. Isn't there a D word that you have for us?
Down.
There. Down. That works. You'll be hearing that a little later on as we make our picks to click. And before we give you our picks to click, you at home select yours.
Yes. What we like to do is go to playoffpredictors.com, go to the NFL predictor, and predict all of the games to happen.
Yeah, are we doing that now? Because I'm still not done yet.
Well, we're not doing it now. We still have a prelude. We're building up to it. But yeah, we pick all 272 games. And the results, more often than not, surprise. But before we get to our picks to click, let's go over the big news of last week. And that, of course, coming out of Dallas. Oh, my. Okay, everybody. 3, 2, 1. Oh my god! You're so... Oh, jeez! Oh, Jerry, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I mean...
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
Yeah, and then he pays somebody else 2 days later.
Oh my god.
I mean, seriously, what in the actual... Okay, look, for those who don't know, one of the best defensive players in the NFL, Micah Parsons, was traded to the Green Bay Packers for 2 first-rounders in 26 and 27. And then for another player, and then immediately gets extended. Do you know the numbers? Do we have the numbers here?
I got the numbers. Got the story here from Fox News, Micah Parsons' agents revealing the Cowboys' contract details after the trade and the deal with the Packers. Okay, the agent, David Mulgeta, confirmed that the Cowboys offered Micah Parsons a deal where his average annual value would have been $40.5 million, which would have made him, at the time, from an API standpoint, the highest paid. But... Mulgeta added, the devil's in the details. As you remember, he was signed for $47 million by Green Bay. Gotta see.
4 year, 188. That's the number.
Yep. So that.
And he's now wearing the number one.
All I know is September 28th, Sunday Night Football is going to be spicy.
Very, very spicy. Now I have to ask you, okay? I heard rumors on multiple sports shows that Micah Parsons was not a team player. So, you believe that?
Well,
he wasn't going to commit.
I think he was going to commit. He just wasn't going to commit to Dallas.
Okay.
Now, I got more quotes here. Micah wanted to be a Cowboy. He grew up cheering for the Cowboys, wore the blue and white at Penn State, wore it for the Cowboys. He wanted to be a Cowboy, and we did everything we could for him to remain a Cowboy. There are certain things that have been put out in the media to make it look as though Micah turned down a fair or a great deal. That is simply not the case. So, yeah, it's like Micah Parsons was basically the person they structured the team around. Well, him and Dak Prescott, obviously. But...
And remember, they paid...
Sorry, go ahead.
They paid, you know, they paid Dak... his money, but they didn't want to pay Micah. I think they paid the wrong guy. We all know they paid the wrong guy.
Most definitely they paid the wrong guy. I mean, what is the old saying? The best defense is a good offense, but still Micah Parsons knows how to block plays from happening. So, yeah, you know. But then again, it wouldn't be the Dallas Cowboys if there wasn't a really, really bad decision made before anything happened. But hey.
Dumb decision.
Welcome to Dumb Decisions.
That's dumb.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Ian, your thoughts?
I don't know why. You know, Jerry Jones thinks he's going to recreate the Herschel Walker trade, and this ain't 1989, Jerry. Times have changed, and you haven't adapted to the times. I don't know what to say about this. I'm... well... you...
Breathe, Ian.
Yeah. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up, doesn't it?
Okay. Yep, pretty much.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, it's horrible, but you know what's even more horrible?
Oh.
Hit the fanfare. Good grief.
Nine months of hoopla, millions upon millions of guaranteed salary from the state of North Carolina. Dollars.
That's not where I was going. I'm going the whole fucking weekend, dude.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
You are getting way ahead of yourself because oh my God, now... Ian, you counted how many stoppers were there? 45?
45 stoppers went off in week one. That's because there were 42 FBS versus FBS matchups with, and there was one FBS where one was unbeaten and one had lost in week zero, and two FBS programs lost to FCS programs.
Okay, I'm going to put the AP top 25 up here. But, oh my God, there were just so many, like, upsets. And, well, the biggest one, of course, was Florida State. Did Alabama go into Florida State, or did Florida State beat them in Alabama?
It was in Tallahassee that the Tide got stoppered.
Right, okay. Ohio State beat Texas in a very defensive struggle, and Arch Manning sucked the big fat one.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's another overblown talent.
No, it's not overblown. It's just one. Talent? Sorry. It's just one, you know, one game.
It's all one. It is one game, but still, when you have all of this hoopla, and Archie Manning had, like, all of last year to, you know, prepare for a statement win to open the season, and then that happened.
Right. So then we go to the first AP top 25, and it goes something. And I'm just trying to think. Just want to see who does what. Okay, here we go. Top 25. Number 25 is Utah. It stays there. Down 1-24 is Texas Tech, who beat Arkansas Pine Bluff 67-7. Indiana goes down 3 because they beat Old Dominion only 27-14. 2 is our boy Brian Henniger's Tennessee Volunteers, who beat Syracuse 25-26.
Yes,
but
he said, and I quote, "This right here is bullshit."
Yep. But with the biggest
drop
is the Alabama Crimson Tide. Point and left. Okay, and by the way, not only is it a fraud detection, I want to put motherfucking Paul Feinbaum in room 101. Bring back Nick Saban. He needs to go in. Oh, my God. I didn't realize you could do a public blowjob on ESPN. Okay?
Well,
in the business, we call this foreshadowing.
Yes. Seriously.
I guess we might as well give him the triple.
Yes. Right. Ole Miss is up one because they crushed Georgia State. Texas A&M.
Wait, he's not done yet. Now he's
good.
Done.
He got. Oh, good. He's in room 101. Anyway, Oklahoma's beat Illinois State there at 18. SMU down one, beating East Texas. But with the biggest, Iowa State is up 6 to 16 with a awful stomping of South Dakota. Michigan is down 1 because they only beat New Mexico by 17. Florida State stays at 14. They should have been higher, really. Florida is up 2 to 13. Arizona State is down 1 to 12. Illinois is up 1 to 11. South Carolina is up 3 to 10. 9 is Notre Dame. They're down 3 because they barely lost to Miami. Down 4 is Clemson because they got beaten by Carl Schneier's LSU Tigers. Rawr. Number 7, Texas, they dropped 6 because they lost to Ohio State. Up 1 is 6 to Oregon. And the top 5 looks something like this. Miami is up 5 to 5. Georgia's up 1 to 4. And tied for the biggest is LSU. They're up 6. Penn State stays at 2. And your new number 1 team in the land, OHIO.
It is Ohio State University, who was, by the way, Lee Corso's last, final, and ultimate pick to win on Saturday, thus bringing his legacy full circle.
Indeed. But Chico, you are absolutely right. Even with all that, that was not the biggest college football story of the week. You remember that? Okay, that detection thing. Play it, please.
Fraud detection warning. Fraud detection warning.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead. Now say what you wanted to say earlier on.
Now I'm going to say what I wanted to say. September 1st was Chapel Hill becomes Chapel Bill. That was the idea, at least. And it started out pretty good with a drive that led to a Caleb Hood touchdown. And then it all went to shit. Oh, is there anything bigger than a stopper you got for me, Ian? Because holy Jesus!
How about the triple? The triple again,
or the double? I'll take the double.
Good grief!
There we go.
48-7, right?
No, 48-14.
Okay.
It's 48-14 with Gio Lopez only going 4 of 10 for 69 yards.
Nice. Not so nice.
And Max Johnson, who was, if I'm not mistaken, the starter, going 9 for 11 for 103. And Caleb Hood sticking one in for 6. And your leading receiver was Jake Johnson. 1 yard touchdown from up top. And Jordan Shipp, 84 yards receiving. Then you have Josh Hoover on TCU going absolutely balls to the wall. 27 of 36 for 284. 2 touches, 1 pick. Leading rusher, Kavorian Barnes for 113 yards and a touch. Trent Battle also had a touch. Jordan Dwyer, your leading receiver, with 136 yards and a touch. We got a hot one. It got so bad. It was so bad.
How bad was it?
They spent 2 minutes looking at Herbie's dog in the booth. That's how bad it was. I mean, I have to add, I mean, if we don't do awards this early in the season, but right now it's sort of a horse race between this game and the Super Bowl for the worst raffle stomp and the worst game of the year.
And the calendar year.
Of the calendar year, yes. Now I have to ask, because, you know, I'm going to ask you all, because if I say what I'm going to say, I'm going to come off biased. I'm going to say what I have to say, you know, when you guys say what you guys have to say. And Jason, because I know you're good for giving me an earful when I need to hear it.
Okay.
Your thoughts.
Simple. I'm going to say this to you. It's one game. One game. And even if Bill, Belichick goes 0-11, he ain't getting fired. This is nothing. This is overblown. Okay? Sorry. I'm not going to be on the train, you know, killing him over one thing. I'm not.
Yeah.
You can. I won't.
Fair. Indeed. It is just one game. Yes. Yes, he didn't really... He started off slowly in Cleveland and started off slowly in New England before Brady came along. And while his Browns teams were inconsistent, they were capable of making the playoffs year in and year out, but were inconsistent more often than not. And especially the quarterback drama in 93 and Modell's talking with people in Baltimore in 95 behind people's backs were ended up being distractions, and that's how those seasons went wrong. And well, it's just one game. There's a whole season straight ahead, and we'll see how it all works out.
I will just say the defense had a flash of brilliance in the first quarter. The offense also had a flash of brilliance in the first drive. I'm absolutely befuddled as to where the wheels came off. Granted, I knew TCU was favored by either 3 or 7. I want to say it was 7. But 34? Obviously, we're going to have to go over because it began as a party and it ended as a funeral with people heading for the Tar Heel Express early. I have to wonder if next week is going to be the get right game. And if this week is going to be...
Of course it will. It'll be the get right game. By the way, I'm done. I have my predictions.
Okay, good.
To me, it's again, just one game.
If Gordon Pepper were here, he'd look at me and say, relax.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
All I can say is, the sooner I get to basketball and hockey season, the better off I'll be. But anyway, that's basically it for the week. Now we go into...
Well, hold on. Let's actually go the end. Let's give the schedule, okay?
All right.
For week two, before we go into our pro predictions, etc.
Yes, okay. So let's talk about the... what are we going to do? We're going to do the 506 thing? Is that what we're doing?
No, we're just doing the... we're going to just cover some games that we think are going to be relevant to week two.
Yep. And okay? We're going to start on Friday, which has James Madison going to Louisville, NIU going to Maryland, Western Illinois going to Northwestern, and Eastern Washington going to Boise State. The two Illinois-based teams are going to be playing on BTN. James Madison and Louisville will be playing on ESPN2, and EWU and Boise State are going to play on FS1.
Now, a lot of the ranked teams are playing, you know, cupcakes, so to speak. Although SMU is playing Baylor,
Illinois is going to Duke.
Oregon is going to Oklahoma State. Tennessee is playing East Tennessee State. I don't think that there are many really. There is one good game. There's one game between two ranked teams this week, and that will be number 15 Michigan at number 18 Oklahoma on ABC, 7:30 from Norman.
All right, so that should be a decent game.
Yeah, but otherwise, it's a cupcake schedule for week two, looks like.
Yeah, if you want to watch North Carolina play Charlotte, you're going to have to sign up for the new ESPN app bundle.
Mm-hmm. So, it is time for our prediction show, okay?
Before you want to do the power rankings?
Yes. Hold on. Let's do that. I'm sorry. Right, let me pull that.
It's time to power up. 2, 1, power.
You want to take the bottom or the top, Jay? Well, you took the.
I have to pull it up. NFL.com, and I will take the bottom this time. Okay. Number 32 going down one is good grief. The Saints. They're terrible. Cleveland is up 1-31. Jets are down 1-30. Panthers are down 1-29. Colts are down 1-28. Giants are up 3. I just want to check.
There you go.
Is that the highest?
That is the highest.
It is.
Wow. Okay. Titans stay at 26. Raiders down 1-25. Dolphins up 1. 24. Jags stay at 23. Pats stay at 22. Cowboys down only 1-21. Falcons up 1-20. Seahawks stay at 19. Bears stay at 18. Cardinals stay at 17. The top 16 are you, Chico.
All right. We begin with the Steelers, who are staying at 16. The 49ers stay at 15. The Chargers and the Texans trade spots. Chargers are at 14, Houston at 13. The Vikings with the tied for the biggest. Down 2-12. Also with the biggest.
Drop.
The LA Rams down 2 to number 11 as we go to the top 10 with the Bengals, who are up 2 to number 10. Also up 2 to number 9, Horsey. Denver Broncos. The Washington Commanders are, one more time,
drop!
Down 2 to number 8, and the Bucks are still at lucky 7. Packers are up 2 to number 6, and the top 5 look something like this. Number 5 is the Detroit Lions. Number 4, the Chiefs down 1. Trading spots with the Bills up 1 to number 3. The Ravens are at 2, and the Eagles rule upon the land for the second week in a row in at number 1.
Wrong.
I'm trying to think, I know this is wrong. But I want to say that the Bills should be where the Eagles are.
Wrong. The Eagles are the, in the words of Paul Heyman, reigning, defending Super Bowl champions, right?
Right.
They're number one. Okay. The Chiefs, they played them in the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
They're number two. Okay, Bills at 3, Ravens at 4, and then the Lions at 5.
Well,
that's it.
Well, here's the thing, though. They had Rashee Rice in the Super Bowl. They don't have Rashee Rice for 6 games. That's going to count for something. So if it were me, Eagles would be one, Bills would be two, Chiefs would be three, Ravens four, Lions five.
Okay. I respectfully disagree, but you know what? All good.
All
you know?
Good indeed. Now,
because we have a show to do, and before, you know, we will get to fantasy after our predictions. Or do you want to do fantasy before our predictions?
No, you know what? Let's do our predictions right now. I've got mine.
All right.
Yeah.
Ian's got,
I've got
his.
Mine.
You've got yours. Let's do it. We do this every year. We go division by division and rank all 272 games as to see who will come out on top. I will tell you, every time I do this, I expect to get the same results, and I never do. I went into this thinking that one team was going to be the dragon butt of the league, or one league, one division was going to be the dragon butt of the league. Turns out, they are not the dragon butt, but only just. But
before, oh no! One, there are a couple of places that are dragon butt. But do you want to go with the AFC, or the NFC first?
Let's start with the AFC. We're going to start with the AFC East, and oh, look at that! It's the Buffalo Bills, and this is mine right now. Buffalo Bills are going to be on top with a 16-1 record.
Boy, you got me too. That's exactly what I have them at.
And for records, Ian has the final season record from last year. Hence the absolutes and the praise and the down.
Right.
Yes. Should we go in the order by division, like one, two, three, four?
Thank you. That's right. Okay, so I said the Bills are at 16-1, followed by the Patriots at 11-6. They must have a cupcake.
You're high.
They have a cupcake schedule. The Dolphins are going to be at 6-11, and the Jets are going to be lucky if they get the one win I have them for.
You're insane. Okay.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know.
I have the Bills at 16-1. I agree with you. I think the Bills, it's going to be their year this year. I really do believe that. I have the Jets at 10-6.
You're fucking high. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
10-6, my ass. God.
Okay, I have the Patriots at 7-10, and I have the Dolphins at 5-12.
Ian, well, I guess
can you
I'm.
Please inject some sanity into all of this, please.
I guess I'm the tiebreaker here, and I have.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
I have them at 15-2, and
victory is mine.
That's the New England Patriots, and I'm pretty high too. But not as high as Chico. only 10 and 7. And then, you don't know what the Miami Dolphins are made of. You don't know how healthy Tua is, and they don't do well in late in the season. So, I also got them at 6-11. And then you have the but I don't have them as down as Chico does. I only have them at 3-14.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, in the AFC, I believe this is the North, right?
We are. Yeah.
Okay. Ravens are the class of the league. They're going to be 15-2. The Bengals are going to be 13-4. I think they're very healthy. This will be Mike Tomlin's last year. And they will go 7-9. I have them going 7-9. I don't know where I missed a game there, but they're not going to get to 500 this year. And there are two teams that I have that are going 0-for this year. One of them is yours. 0-17. They're not winning a game this year.
I'm going to be a little bit more. I'm going to be a little bit more forgive. A little bit more giving with my picks here. You have the right order, Jay. I got Ravens in at 15-2. Bengals at 10-7, and the last wild card. Steelers at 6-11, and Tomlin gets his walking papers. But I think Cleveland will find a way to win a game. Life finds a way. Ain't that right, Ian?
That's right. And how many wins do you have for the Browns?
One.
All right. Well, let's see. Of course, I got to go with that order.
Metreon Zinthos. Epsies.
14-3, and
Who they think gonna beat them Bengals?
Epsies.
11-6, and
Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is gonna be the year that the streak ends.
Down.
I have them at 7-10, and then you have
Cleveland.
Well, not so fast, my friend. I actually have them doubling their win total from last year, only 6-11, but still fourth place.
All right.
Next up, we're going to the. You know what? Let's go to the AFC South. Remember I said that I thought that that there was going to be one division I thought that was going to be the dragon butt of the league? I thought it was going to be the NFC South. Turns out I was wrong by a conference.
No, I have, by the way, I have three dragon butt divisions this year. Three.
Okay, well, let's talk about the AFC South right now. It's going to be Houston versus all y'all. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Here's the thing. Houston's only going to come in at 9-8.
Ooh, you're a little tighter than me, but okay.
Jags are going to come in at 6-11. The Titans are going to
you're high
at 3-14. And the Colts, because they can't keep Anthony Richardson healthy for shit, is going to be 3-14 as well. But the Titans are going to own the tiebreakers, so.
Ian, you're next, because then I will.
Yes.
Don't you dare take the name of Texas in vain.
Epsies! I have the Texans at 12-5.
Stay pony, my friends.
The Colts I have at 5-12. Yeah, if only Anthony Richardson can stay healthy, then we could see some production. But for now, it's that. And then
nope.
2-15, and finally
Titans go.
Also 2-15.
You are correct. The Texans are the only team that's going to win out of this. I have them at 10-7. I have the Colts being the best of the three idiots below them at 7-9. Titans are 4-11, and Jacksonville is going to be 1-16. They are terrible. They are awful.
All right.
By the way, did you put any new Taylor Swift up there or no, not on the board yet?
I haven't had the time to put new Taylor on the board. You're just going to have to settle for this.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
Okay. It's time for the AFC West, I believe. Yep. And the Kansas City Chiefs going 16-1, I think. But the Broncos.
Ooh, no.
But the Broncos. Ooh. Bet the Broncos. Pero los Broncos. 13-4. The Chargers are going to be at 10-7, and the Raiders are going to be. Yeah, the house is going to lose at 4-12. And now here's Jason to tell me that I'm wrong.
No, you're not, actually. I have the exact order. But I have the Chiefs going 14-3. I have the Broncos making the playoffs at 12-5. I have the Chargers going 9-8 and not making the playoffs. They're going to be the outside looking in at 8. But the Raiders, they're going to suck so bad. 2-14.
And, of course...
Hey, how about those Chiefs?
Well... I actually have them at 12-5. But they're still going to take the division just because... But they won't be alone. I have the Chargers at 12-5. That That sounds like a shocker.
Get it?
Anyway, moving on.
Go America.
Go America.
Go Broncos. Yeah, go Broncos.
Well, they got the defense. They can really produce. But I don't know how Bo Nix is going to fare in his sophomore year.
It's Bo time.
Given how inconsistent he sometimes gets, he may have a sophomore slump, so... The defense will probably be on the field way too long. I have them at 9-8. And then you have... It's a push. 4-13.
That was me knocking the table saying, push.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go to the NFC, and we start with the reigning, defending champions of the National Football League and their accompanying division. The Philadelphia Eagles, I see a Philly special. This is just how my schedule predictor arranged it. I don't believe it for a second, but it's giving me 16-1. That's what it's giving me.
I hear you. Okay.
It's also giving me the Commanders at 13-4. And then the Cowboys.
You're done. You're washed. It's over.
11 for Dallas. But look at it this way. At least they're not the Giants, which the schedule is giving me a 1-16. I'm sorry, Jay. Please don't.
You're not. Okay. I have that totally different. Okay. Here's what I have. Washington winning the division at 13-4.
Okay.
I have the Eagles going 12-5. And again, this is Homer, but I don't care. Giants are going 11-6, okay? However, the Cowboys are going to go 3-14.
Wow.
This is going to be beautiful to watch, the implosion of the Cowboys. And I will make a prediction right here. Jerry Jones will sell the team or leave the GM position in the middle of this season. He's done.
Yeah, the Cowboys are bad, but I didn't think they would be that bad, but then again, I don't think in the
first of all, who does Dak Prescott have to throw to? CeeDee Lamb? Okay. And who's the running back of the Cowboys? Right? Sorry, they ain't that good. And they went from one of the best defenses in the NFL to the least, one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
Yeah, they got, sorry. Like, he's got CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, and Jalen Tolbert. And Jake Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of greenhorns on that squad, just saying. Anyway, Ian?
Well?
Cobra!
I'm going to make it a consensus, 13-4 for the Commanders. And as for the
E-A-T-L-E-S Eagles,
they're still going to bring it, but just two simple words, Madden curse. Something may go wrong. I have them at 11-6. And then...
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Yeah. How about them Cowboys?
No.
6-11. And then...
B-5-0-5.
I smell...
No.
A 1-16 season. I gotta agree with you, Chico, on that one.
Wow, okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Where are we going next?
By the way, do you know why I say this?
Why do you say this?
Because I believe Jackson Dart will be the rookie of the year and start for the Giants in week 4.
Oh, Jackson Dart's definitely going to get the start. Dart's going to get the start.
Okay.
It's just a matter of when.
All right.
Yeah, so prove us wrong, Jackson Dart. Prove us wrong.
Okay, where are we off to now, Jay?
I believe the NFC North. Okay.
All right.
And I found
go Lions,
love
go.
In.
Go Lions, go.
Well, okay, you want to start it, Ian? Go ahead.
You want to start? You got love?
Yeah, I got love first because I think the Packers are going to win the division at 12-5. I also think. There you go.
There.
And then now I need Lily Louder.
Go Lions, go.
They will finish 10-6 or 10-7. Vikings are going to finish 7-10. They're not going to have the year that we think they're going to have. And the Bears still suck. They're at 5. I have it 5-9.
And they still suck.
I'm at 5-12.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Ian.
Go Lions, go. Go Lions, go.
Yes, I have the Detroit Lions at 15-2 again. And then.
There is your dagger.
The addition to Micah Parsons should give the Packers a 12-5 record. And. Just because the Vikings won't be as good as last year doesn't mean that Paul Allen won't be calling any playoff games, but. PA will. I have them at 11-6. And then, of course, they'll be building upon last year. Won't have a letdown, but still, 8-9 is better than 5-12.
You all have the order right. But it's going to be Packers at 13-4, Lions at 12-5. The Vikings just missing the playoffs at 9-8, and the Bears at 6-11.
All right, now we go to the Dragon Butt Division, the NFC South.
Tampa Bay versus all y'all.
Okay, it's Tampa Bay at 14-3, and the rest, they suck. 3-14, Panthers 3-14, Falcons 3-14, and sorry, Carl, you ain't winning a game this year, 0-17.
Carl, I just want you to know, I still love you. Bucks are going 12-5. Everybody else is playing golf in January. Atlanta's going 7-10. Panthers going 5-12. And the Saints are absolute ass with 1-16.
You could play it ass.
Okay.
You know,
stop. Now make that motherfucker hammer sound like.
Yeah, exactly. Right on. Ian, do you agree?
Pretty much so.
Walk the plank, you scallywag!
Got the Buccaneers at 12-5, and.
Oh, Donald!
Down!
Falcons 6-11. Panthers are one up from last year, 6-11. And. Won't be much partying in the Big Easy this year, 2-15.
Oof.
And finally, we have the NFC West, and I've got the Rams heading for the playoffs. 14-3, I have the Rams. Which is also what I have for the 49ers.
What?
Again, this is just what I just load the games into the playoff predictor, and this is what it comes back with. That's all. I have the Cardinals in at 8-9 and the Seahawks at 5-12. It's gonna be a very volatile division, the NFC West.
It's volatile, but I this is what I have. I have the Seahawks at 14-3.
What?
Yep. I have the Cardinals at 10-6. Not making the playoffs, by the way. And I have the Rams and 49ers both going 8-9.
And as for my views on the West, got the Rams at 12-5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The 12s are going to see the Seahawks go 10-7 once again, and
the Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs.
Well, the Cardinals are going to be 9-8. I don't know. I don't think they're on the any. Thank you. Saved by the foghorn. The 49ers are going to go. I have them at 8-9.
So my wild card round goes like this. 5-seed Bengals beat 4-seed Texans. Chiefs 3-seed beat 6-seed Broncos. And the 2-seed Ravens beat the 7-seed Jets over in the NFC. I have the Eagles beating the 4-seed Packers. The Eagles are the 5-seed. Giants lose to the Commanders, who are the 3-seed over the 6. And in the upset of the tournament, Lions 7 beat Seahawks 2. What do you guys have?
All right. I have, for the wild card, I have the number 4 Texans falling to Denver. I've got the Ravens beating the Patriots. That's going to be the 3-6. And in the 2-7, we got the Chiefs against the Bengals. Chiefs win. NFC side, we have the number 4 Bucks beating the 49ers at number 5. The Commanders upsetting the Packers, and I see the Lions. See the Lions upsetting the Rams. In the divisional round.
No, we didn't do the divisional yet.
Never mind.
Well, in my wild card views, I have the 2-seeded Ravens beating the 7-seeded Patriots, and the number 3 Chiefs over the number 6 Bengals, and the number 4 Texans over the number 5 Chargers. That's the American. The National, I have the number 2 Commanders beating the number 7 Vikings. The number 3 Rams in with a minor upset of the number 6 Eagles. But then again, the Rams beat the Vikings last year in the first round and in a similar manner. And I have the number 5 Packers winning at the number 4 Buccaneers.
In the divisional round, I have the Bills beating the Bengals, and I have the Ravens beating the Chiefs in Baltimore. NFC, I have Washington dethroning the NFC champion, the Super Bowl champion Eagles in Washington, and I have the Lions going to Tampa Bay and beating up Tampa.
All right, so for my AFC, I've got the Chiefs beating the Ravens. That's the 2-3 matchup. And in the 1-5 matchup, the Bills beat the Broncos. Over the NFC, I have Washington upsetting Tampa Bay, and the Eagles declawing the Lions.
And my divisional view has the Bills at number one beating the Texans, and the Chiefs, they always seem to find a way to get it done in the playoffs. I see them winning at Baltimore, and the number one seeded Lions will beat the Packers, and I have Washington beating the Rams.
In the conference championship, I have Josh Allen leaning Buffalo Bills to a Super Bowl over the Ravens. And then I have Jaden Daniels leading a Super Bowl, leading his team to the Super Bowl for the Lions.
Not so fast, my friend.
Okay.
I do have the Commanders going to the Super Bowl after beating the number one Eagles. But I want to see Travis Kelce go back to the Super Bowl one more time as they beat the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you, Chico. Mirroring 2016, the NFC Championship game was the last game held at the Georgia Dome. From my perspective, the AFC Championship game this year would be the last game to be played at the old Highmark Stadium, the old Rich/Ralph Wilson/New Era/Highmark Stadium.
Are they building the new stadium right
now? They're almost done with it.
They are.
They're almost done with it.
Wow, okay.
And it will be, they'll be hosting the Chiefs beating the Bills. And again, Kansas City always seems to find a way to get it done, and something always goes wrong on the Buffalo side. And once again, in the NFC title game played at Ford Field, my rule of never trust the North kicks in, as I have the Commanders beating the Lions just as they did last year.
Now, for those who have the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, right?
All right.
Do you believe that Taylor Swift will play the halftime show this year?
That would be the most awkward halftime show ever. Granted, it would be really entertaining, but still very awkward.
What do you think?
It would be just a mere coincidence.
Well, moving on to my Super Bowl pick. Josh Allen brings it home. Bills beat the Commanders.
Oh, boy. It's going to be close, but watch the Chiefs win by a score of 20-17.
And I also have the Chiefs beating the Commanders in the Super Bowl. Yeah, again, they always seem to find a way to get it done. Well, the Super Bowl, well, the Buccaneers and Eagles have been able to figure them out. And it will be a learning experience for Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
And they'll come back in 2027 to do it all over again. Just saying.
So those are our predictions, but Ian, let's talk fantasy before we get out of here.
Yes, indeed. We had our fantasy draft a couple of nights ago, and now here is week one of the Williams League schedule. In week one of Williams League action, the Alka agents' first mission in their title defense comes against Kenzie's team. The TS-12 tour begins at the Dimmesdale Dimmadome. The freakiest football team ever runs with scissors. The 175ers take a spin in Canterlot. Cape Fear hams it up at Madison Mirror Garden in Manhattan, and the conglomeration forms at Pinkie Pie's premier party of the season. Be sure to check your local listings for the games and times in your area. And if you want more enhanced Williams League coverage, check out Williams League End Zone. Whip around coverage, the Hexabox, that's right, six games now, and as always, every touchback from every game. But if you want more exclusive features, as well as everything to do with the DFL, then subscribe to BS Plus, which is your one-stop shop for all things related to BS Big Show-sanctioned fantasy football. Now, in time for the regular season, you can once again get it for $4.20 per week,
nice.
Which you can cancel at any time. It is if you if it's too high for you, then you might want to cancel.
There we go.
But for year-round enjoyment, you can still get it for the annual price of $69.69.
Nice.
Now, because Jay and I are not privy to what's going on there, we go to Chico for a preview of the DFL. He'll tell you who's in there, along with the Week 1 slate.
All right, so we have some new teams, have some returning teams. Greg Dieter's returning with guaranteed satisfaction in the East Division, joined by the returning teams, the Gonkmen, the Steamed Woohams, the Steam, and the Steam Harvey Haberdashers. They're joined by the expansion Rage Against the Mahomes, managed by Jason Linick, who's been in the league since 2011. And, oh, the horror! That's the name of the team, managed by Steven, a rookie of the DFL. And then in the West Division, we have the reigning, defending champion of the DFL and the holder of the belt. Yes, we don't have a trophy. We have a belt. That is me, Chico Alexander, and the Chapel Hill Transit. I've joined this season in the West Division by returning teams Judge Jerry Judy, the South Jersey Stormers, and Team Awesome Sauce, and new teams Panic in Detroit, managed by Tom Zalewski, and Worship the Star, managed by Scott J. As for Week 1 in the DFL, here's what the schedule looks like. In our rivalry week, we have Chapel Hill Transit taking on Judge Jerry Judy. Guaranteed Satisfaction looking to be satisfied against the Thieves Woohams. The Gogmen look to win against the Rage Against the Mahomes. 3-2-1. The Gogmen are looking to rage against the Mahomes. Panic in Detroit is looking for some awesome sauce. The South Jersey Stormers make landfall in Worship the Star. And the Steve Harvey Haberdashers look pretty nice against, oh, the horror! Be sure to check your local listings for time and availability in your area. If you want all six games of the DFL, don't forget to subscribe to BS Plus. Again, that's BS Plus, $420 for the entire year. Or for a game for week-on-week coverage, it is the low, low price of $69.69.
Nice.
Yeah, you were a little high on that. It's $4.20 per week and $69.69 for the entire year.
I forget to look at your copy there, Ian. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you gotta look where the decimal point is.
I have issues with place value.
Oh, man.
Okay, now that we have the fantasy out of the way, let's talk about for real football. And it all begins, like we said, in Philadelphia as the Dallas Cowboys take on the Philadelphia Eagles on a little kickoff Sunday night football on a Thursday. Jay, Carrie's back.
She is.
Okay.
And then on Friday, I believe, they're going to Brazil.
São Paulo, Brazil. For the second annual Friday Brazil kickoff game. This time it's both presented by and airing on YouTube, with the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Los Angeles Chargers from Corinthians Arena.
A free stream.
And I heard there's a little bit of a rumor that a certain someone might be joining a certain someone there.
Maybe.
Okay.
And then for your early slate, we have the Buccaneers taking on the Falcons, the Bengals visiting Cleveland, Miami going to Indy, the Las Vegas Raiders hoping to hit the jackpot over at Foxwoods. Oh yeah, and also something about the Patriots. The Cardinals fly to New Orleans. The Pittsburgh Steelers take a jet, or 11. And the Giants take on the Commanders and the Battle of the Big Cats of 95. The Panthers against the Jaguars.
In the late block, we have Tennessee at the Broncos, 49ers against Seattle, Houston is at Los Angeles, and in your national game of the week, in my personal opinion, Detroit at Green Bay, and then Sunday Night Football, good grief, Baltimore at Buffalo. And of course, Minnesota is playing Chicago.
That's on Monday night.
And remember, select games, and remember, I believe all of the games this year are going to be on ABC and or the networks of ESPN. So again,
and also on the new ESPN app, which debuted a couple weeks ago.
Yep. So, nothing left to do but sell some soap here. As always, you can find out about everything going on network-wide by following us on all of our social media at 5and1net. That's the number 5andoneNET. I am at Dino R. Alexander.
I am at Beat the Block, the number 2. Ian, are you on X?
Name and address withheld.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But one thing that is not withheld is the Pigskin posts. That is, all of the local Ohio action, statewide Ohio action, the national games of importance, the fantasy stuff, and, you know, you're just going to have to, thank you. Yeah, my brain just got stoppered. That's what it was.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, I publish all that. The NFL with the big board and Skull in the Dog Pound, Northern Exposure, and fantasy football. Since I have the Dimmesdale Dodos as my team name this year, I have Dodo Droppings. And I go around the Williams League and provide players to watch and sleepers in the preview and find out the top players of the week and the top. Let's see. Let me go and find that segmenting. What's it called again? Oh, yeah, I have it right here. It's the Overachievers and Most Overlooked, as well as Busted. And college, I go around the Buckeye State, and I have the major matchups for the Power Four, and I have the Stopper Watch. And in Ohio high school football, I go check out This Week in Lorain County and the rest of the West, that is the west side of Cleveland. And not only that, I'm going to be doing some traveling soon. I'm planning to take a short trip up to northern Minnesota this week, visit my sister, and I'm bringing my father with me, and so that he could spend precious time with his daughter and his grandson, Everett. Yes, and I'll let you know how things go out in my travel logs. It's going to be a captain's log this time around, since it's going to be a road trip. And when we next do this show, I will probably be on my way back. So likely going to be stopping probably somewhere in Wisconsin or somewhere around that. But I'll be
we are back to our weekly schedule next.
Yes, we are. Next week.
Tuesday.
That's right.
This is what we're going to do, Chico. I'm sorry, Ian. We're going to review week 2 in college and week 1 of the NFL. Good grief.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
Yes it is, and I will probably be doing it remotely, so just make sure you're aware of that, and I'll be back next time.
And we can't wait to have you here. JB, what's going on in the NAWC?
The NAWC is going to review Clash in Paris. We're going to talk about Roman Reigns got taken out, and I mean got taken out, because he's in Australia, folks. Okay, here's a little video game thing for you. He's playing Akuma. The Street Fighter.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and Cody Rhodes is there as well. So he'll be gone for a little bit of a month. We're also going to talk about, we're going to the road to WrestlePalooza, which is the first ESPN premium live event. Say pay-per-view, you cowards. I heard Nikki in there. We're going to talk more about that and all the wrestling news that's been going on over the last 7 days. Oh, and the potential return of CM Punk's wife, AJ Lee, to the fold. As you saw, Becky Lynch hit CM Punk 45 times in a promo. Flopped him around pretty good. But we'll talk about that. And of course, you and I, Chico, and of course the esteemed Gordon Pepper will be talking WLTI as we're going to go back on Project Runway, AGT. And of course, the Keanu burn, you know, scorched earth, so to speak, on Big Brother. And we're going to be heading, you know, we're in the final month of that, aren't we?
Yep.
More of the Super Toilet as Butcher Flush happens, because Monday is Super Monday as Jeopardy and Wheel return for their new seasons. And hopefully I can actually recap a full season without losing my mind. Let's hope.
We'll see. We shall see. If I lose my mind, well, yeah.
And of course, 2 weeks later, Deal and Price. And there's also a new wedge on Wheel called A Year of Fun. We don't know what that means and how long it's going to be there.
We don't even know what the Year of Fun entails, so that's going to be fun to look at. We'll talk about that as we get set to kick off the most shocking fall season ever.
Till last season, yes. What's happening on It Was a Thing?
New episode, 3 South, as we celebrate back to school time on It Was a Thing. We also have a new episode of The Squared Circle Time Machine, WWF SummerSlam 94, featuring Leslie Nielsen, The Undertaker, Bret Owen-Hart, and Walter Payton helping Razor Ramon regain the Intercontinental title against Big Daddy Cool Diesel. I remember all of that. Anyway,
we need to start cooking.
Yes, because it is about to go down for real. For Jason Block, for Ian McClendon, for everybody at 5-1, my name is Chico Alexander. Kickoff football, for real football, begins Thursday. We will talk about it next week on the BS Big Show. Until then, our time is up. We thank you for yours. Enjoy the football!
Yay!
Woo!
Football. Football.